The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, bring us a silent night, a night of calm in the midst of chaos, a night of peace in the midst of unrest, a night to be still and experience your presence that continually breaks through in our midst. Let this be a night in which we see and experience the light of Christ, illuminating our lives through the love and support of one another. Amen. The word Christmas brings many images to mind. Red and green, wrapping paper and bows, Christmas cards and music, twinkling lights and ornaments, freshly baked cookies, hot apple cider, family and friends, the nativity, Christmas caroling. Christmas is filled with sights and sounds and smells that are joyous and celebratory. However, for anyone who has experienced grief or loss of any kind, the Christmas season can be a very difficult time of year. An empty chair around the dinner table serves as a painful reminder of loved ones who are not here to celebrate with us. A broken relationship shifts family dynamics. A painful diagnosis leaves one feeling overwhelmed with uncertainty. A layoff at a company leaves some unemployed and struggling to make ends meet. The news describes violence occurring in the world and the pain that humankind is inflicting on one another. This is the reality in which we live. And this reality can sometimes make it difficult to find the joy in the Christmas season. And as holiday shoppers rush past us in the malls, as Christmas displays and music fill the stores, we may find that our feelings collide with those who are happy and joyous. And sometimes we may find ourselves wondering, what is there to celebrate? We gather here this evening not in the midst of our Christmas reds and greens, but rather in the midst of our Advent blues. And how appropriate this is for a blue Christmas service. Like the season of Advent in which we wait in hope and anticipation for the coming of Jesus, the light of the world, many of us might be in our own season of waiting, seeking the light of Christ here where we are today. We gather here at this blue Christmas service on the winter solstice, the longest night of darkness. In the midst of the darkness that surrounds us in the outside world and the darkness that may be intruding in our own lives or on the lives of those that we love and support. And some of us come here with heartache or burden, seeking a word of hope or yearning for that glimmer of light in the midst of despair. Some of us come longing for answers or for explanations, for a way to fill an emptiness that we might be feeling inside. And some come looking for ways to support others in their lives who might be going through difficult times. But regardless of what brought us here this evening, we know that heavy hearts are present, both in this sanctuary and in our community and world. Our scripture readings and the songs we have sung so far this evening reflect this emotion, this waiting and yearning for light. Our reading from Isaiah describes a hopeful anticipation of what is to come. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. And in our song, O Come Emmanuel, we sang of our longing for Christ to come to us in the midst of whatever pain or sorrow or despair threatens to hold us captive. O Come Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. O King of Nations, come, O cornerstone that binds us one. Refresh the hearts that long for you. Restore the broken, make us new. Refresh us, restore us, make us new. O come, Emmanuel. This is our prayer for our own lives and for our world. This is our plea and our lament. A lament echoed in the words of Psalm 13, "How long, O Lord? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long? How long must we endure? How long must we wrestle? How long must we wait?" The answer to our waiting world and to the question of what there is to celebrate, though, can be found in our gospel text from Luke, in the story of the Nativity where a promise of hope was born. The answer began when a young Jewish girl named Mary answered God's call to be the mother of a Savior, and she proclaimed her obedience to the will of God, saying, "I live to do your will." The answer to our world was strengthened when Joseph, visited by an angel, understood the significance of this event and remained committed to Mary and to God. The road was not easy. Mary and Joseph endured many hardships on their journey to Bethlehem. They had doors closed on them, as there were no rooms for them in the inn. The only place that they could stay was a lowly stable, and yet here, in this unexpected place, our cries, doubts, fears, hopes, and dreams were answered. For on a silent night, God answered the cries of the people, our cries, with the cry of a newborn baby boy, wrapped in swaddling clothes and placed in a manger. This was God in the flesh, in the world, here among God's people. God pierced through the silence and came to us, Emmanuel, Prince of Peace, Light of the World. God breathed the word of hope for God's people. I'd like to take a moment to share with you a story about a farmer who was sitting up one blustery winter night when he suddenly heard a strange thumping sound against the storm door of the kitchen. He went to the window and he peered outside, and he watched as tiny shivering sparrows, attracted to the light and the warmth inside, beat in vain against the glass. The farmer was full of compassion, and he bundled up and he trudged through the fresh snow to the barn door, and he opened that door for the struggling birds. He turned on the lights and he tossed some hay in the corner. But the sparrows had all scattered when he came out of the house because they were frightened, and they now hid in the darkness, afraid. The farmer tried various tactics to get them into the barn. He laid down a trail of saltine cracker crumbs. He tried circling behind the birds to herd them into the barn, but nothing worked. He realized he was a huge creature that had terrified them, and the birds could not understand that he was trying to help. So the farmer withdrew to his house, and he watched as the doomed sparrows just kept struggling through the window. As he stared, he thought to himself, if only I could become a bird like one of them, just for a moment, then I wouldn't frighten them, and I could show them the way to warmth and safety. And at that same moment, another thought occurred to him, and he grasped the reason that Jesus was born. For those of us whose words echo those of the psalmist, how long, Lord, how long must we wait? We pray, O come, Emmanuel. God has answered our cries with Jesus, who continues to respond and come to us to show us the way to safety and warmth. For we know the story did not end with a manger. The story continued throughout the life of Jesus and all the way to the cross. From the cross, our cries were answered with the final utterance of Jesus, "It is finished." And from the empty tomb, our cries were answered with the angel's proclamation, "He is not here, for he has risen." And so if you're not feeling the joy of the Christmas season, do not despair. No matter what you or a loved one may be facing, God is here among you, with us, always. And this is the hope and the promise into which we are baptized. God comes to each of us wherever we are in life's journey, through both the good and the bad. And while it may not seem as blatant to us as an empty tomb or an angel's proclamation, look around you this evening, and you'll come to see that the light of Christ is embodied in each one of us. You, we, are the body of Christ. And we stand together to serve and light the way for one another in times of darkness. Imagine for a moment the image of a young boy walking with his father down a dark country road. Other than the light from the lantern that the boy carries, darkness surrounds them. Growing fearful, the boy tells his dad, "I'm afraid. I can only see the path where the light shines ahead of us." And the father, in a reassuring voice, looks down at his son and he says, "Yes, but if you walk on, the light will see you through to the end of your journey." Sometimes in life, we aren't able to see the big picture ahead of us. We often only have enough light to see that next step. But that's all we need, and sometimes that's all that we can handle. The one thing we are assured of is that the light will never go out. and it will see us through to the end of our journey. In a few moments, you all have an opportunity to come forward and light a candle to symbolize the light of Christ that we all carry within us. And that light and that hope is enough to guide us and strengthen us through some of the darkest moments of our lives. When we come together as we have tonight, the light that we carry individually is magnified that much more, and it can make a powerful difference in our lives and in the lives of our world. So tonight, perhaps we can rejoice, not because we're feeling overwhelming happiness or because we feel an exuberant sense of joy in our lives, but we can rejoice in knowing that we do not walk through the darkness alone. For God has claimed us in baptism, and we are surrounded and accompanied by the tremendous light of Christ that cannot and will not be overcome. Thanks be to God.